a chance to come up from faraway Highland Park. So just to pick up where Rabbi Yitzchak left off last night, so we know that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, in his structure of Takanos, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, made a distinction between Lulav and Shofar. That when it came to Lulav, of course, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, that even though we are concerned about the problem of Hotzah, that whether it was in the Beis HaMikdash or outside the Beis HaMikdash, you always took the Lulav on Shabbos. Of course, Lulav on Shabbos is a mitzvah outside the Beis HaMikdash only on the first day. L'kachtem l'cham b'yom ha'rishon. If it's in the Beis HaMikdash, it's all 7 days. U'smachtem l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim. Now, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so we know that Lulav was suspended on Shabbos, even if that meant you weren't going to fulfill the Deoraisa outside the Beis HaMikdash. The first day falls out on Shabbos, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah Deoraisa, but that is based on the principle of Yesh Koach B'yad Chachamim L'akor Davar Min HaTorah. The rabbis are empowered to tell you not to do a mitzvah d'oraisa if it's just through passivity. You're not going to be able to carry around the lulav because we're scared there's going to be a violation of Shabbos. Now, ironically, when it came to shofar, which you never blew outside of the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, all of a sudden, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, all of a sudden you can start blowing the shofar outside the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, as long as it's either Yavne, according to the view that we saw, or it's a place of the best in. So what gives? How exactly did shofar get promoted after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and lulav was suspended? So the difference is, of course, that shofar, one individual is able to be motzi es harabim. Dr. Resnick's going to blow the shofar for us. We're all going to be yotze through his kolos, 30 on the Torah level, 100 kolos on both days of Rosh Hashanah. So we're not as concerned that everybody's going to carry around their own shofar. Whereas when it comes to lulav, everybody has to take their own lulav. L'kachtem lachem b'yom harishon. And so because of that, in a place where there's a bezdin, we're pretty sure that one person is not going to carry around the shofar, that bezdin is able to supervise, but it might not be the case when it comes to lulav. They're not going to be able to do massive crowd control. There is another answer, which the Ran suggests very beautifully, and we'll conclude with this and say Kaddish Durabanan. The Ran says that the reason that shofar was, so to speak, promoted was that shofar is even more important. Kevan zilikaron kaasi kibifnim dami is that shofar is considered as something which is lifnai v'lifnim, as Pasuk says, zichron trua mikra kodesh, and therefore shofar took on additional importance. We don't often like to compare mitzvahs, heavy zar, mitzvah kalaka v'chamura, and heavy ratza mitzvah kalaka v'chamura. We really want to treat all mitzvahs fundamentally the same, but shofar has an additional property over the lulav. So after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we didn't want to risk losing the Torah of shofar altogether, especially since the second day is really a rabbinic function, even if we hold that it's a Yom HaRichta. So we didn't want to lose shofar. We wanted to hold on to that more. And so the way that we were able to hold on to shofar on the proper day of Aleph Tishrei, of the true Rosh Hashanah, Bechodesh Hashvi, Bechad Lechodesh, was by instituting in a place where there is a Bezdin, so it'd be similar, at least in its form, to the Beis HaMikdash itself.